Lesson 1. What is your relationship with the present moment?
Welcome, wherever you are. It'll be here and now, no matter where or what time it is. Despite all the technology at this event, I'd like to point out that this is not a performance in any way. And the good news is I didn't have to undergo makeup procedures that are usually associated with television. Don't be distracted by the technology. It's good for once to see technology to be put to good use rather than having it in the service of human madness, which happens more frequently. But this is a very simple event, not a big thing. There's a person talking, and there's a person listening. This retreat is not going to feed your mind with information. It's not about learning new things. Extending your knowledge. It's not about how to create this and that for yourself in the future. There's nothing wrong with that. But the focus of this retreat does not lie in the horizontal dimension. So it's neither about your future, nor is it about your past. It's not examining all the things that went on in your past that are now part of your conditioning. It's not looking at the future. It's not to do with the horizontal dimension of your life situation, which is past and future. My past, my future is my life situation. Everybody here has a life situation. And in most cases, a problematic life situation. And some of you may believe that it is uniquely yours, the fact that this you are, your life situation is uniquely problematic. But that's not the case, I'm sorry to say. And if your life situation, I'm not talking about your life or this moment, I'm talking about your life situation. If your life situation is not problematic right now, just wait a little. Because you may have hit the brief interlude between problematic events that sometimes occurs. And then the next thing happens. So it's in the nature of one's life situation to to be problematic, and to some extent to be unresolved, to present certain dilemmas. They look like your very own personal dilemmas, but if you look underneath the surface appearance of the apparent personal dilemmas, you find they have a great deal in common with other people's dilemmas. Only the surface is a little different.